BBC News with Julie Candler. The American space agency NASA says that from next year, tourists will be allowed to visit the International Space Station. Up to 2 private astronaut missions will be permitted each year. The private companies SpaceX and Boeing will ferry the tourists into orbit, with a round trip costing about $58 million. The Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has called for a quick transition to democracy in Sudan after holding talks with both the country's military rulers and protest leaders. The demonstrators say they would accept Mr. Ahmed as a mediator under certain conditions. The negotiations had broken down after a Sudanese paramilitary group killed dozens of protesters. Israel has begun working with Arab countries to try to save coral reefs in the Red Sea. A study centre in Switzerland will bring together scientists from Israel and countries that don't recognise it, such as Saudi Arabia, Sudan and Yemen, as well as Jordan and Egypt, which do. A former police officer in the US state of Minnesota has been sentenced to 12 and a half years in jail for killing an unarmed Australian woman. Mohammed Noor shot Justine Ruchek-Damond in 2017 as she approached his patrol car. He said he thought he was being ambushed. The US economy created about 75,000 jobs last month, far fewer than analysts had forecast. Many now expect the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates. Prosecutors in the US have charged a man with illegally acquiring firearms as part of a plan to attack Times Square. They said Ashikal Alam, a Bangladeshi citizen now permanently resident in the US, bought 2 guns without serial numbers from undercover law enforcement officers. The Women's Football World Cup is underway. The hosts France are playing South Korea in the opening match in Paris. France are currently leading 1-0. 24 teams are taking part in the tournament. BBC News.